Reconstructed dinner salad?
Yeah, I was going to say reconstructed, but I don't know if that's a real thing, but we should make it a thing.
Just say it. No one can call you on it, man. If they don't, if they're like, that's not a thing, they're like, oh, I guess you haven't heard of it yet. You'll find out soon.
I get to be a hipster. You're right. That's like the best.
Exacto mundo.
Are you changing the cadence of the 1-2-3s just to make it
interesting? That slowed down a lot.
I didn't mean to. Welcome to Sitsuck, everybody. My throat got a little tight. I'm drinking wine.
Got it.
Joe is in absentia today. We miss him dearly. Apparently, we shouldn't shit on him quite so much as we did last time. Or we'll hurt his little bitch-ass feelings.
Okay, I'm just going to follow your lead. Yeah, what a bitch. I'm Kyle, by the way, just in case you forgot who we were.
And Kevin in the back. Fucking throwback. Remember when we used to drive cars to places?
Nope. Well,
same.
Yeah, maybe. I do.
How do you guys feel about the theater industry going under?
Theater? It's a bummer. Which theater? The movie theater? Or
actually, most of the theaters in the theater industry are like claiming that they're probably not going to open next year and may not open.
Movie theaters
theaters? I don't think acting theaters will ever truly go under.
They're going to die, and then they'll be reborn again.
Yeah, but like...
you can always start over. You don't need a lot to start a theater. You need a space. You need a lot to have a good live-action theater performance, but you can get by with goodwill and a lot of people busting ass. You can't do that in a movie theater. You need millions of dollars of the gear.
Yeah, and I guess the part was, is like, all that stuff can come out digitally really easily, and so... But you can never replace the necessity of certain aspects of theater, like stages and actors and stuff. Even though it can be streamed, right? Like, you still need the place to do it.
No, I think live theater is going to be like a perennial phoenix. Like, our friends who are in it now are probably never going to get back to being successful in it again. But in our generation, there will be a new theater emerging, and people will eventually get back into it, and it'll take a while, but they'll eventually get back into it, and then you'll start seeing the big productions would come back again. But you could do live performance on a field, right? Like,
yeah, it's true.
You can do it in a black box. You can do it in a, you know, whatever. There's lots of ways to do that.
That's like, I guess what I mean. When I think of theater, I think of live action theater. I think of just like the theater itself, I guess, isn't super integral. It's just like a tool that makes it a lot nicer, right?
Yeah.
And so I guess that was my mistake, not being clear on the terms. So I'm talking about like movie theaters going under specifically.
I am very sad.
I'm sad about certain movie theaters.
Well, I think that we're gonna see the death of the movie theater as a construct here, and it's gonna come back as something else.
Yeah,
that makes sense. I just hope
the Alamo sticks around as a restaurant, because
I think the Alamo has potential to pivot.
They were the most unique of them all, really.
I think that they could afford to be like, we're gonna play classic movies, you know, and you get to eat here. Or we're going to play a Netflix special. And yeah, I know you have Netflix, but do you have fucking burgers and beer milkshakes? No, you fucking don't. Get your fucking ass in here.
And a 300-inch high-definition TV with, like, the ultimate surround sound.
And I think that they'll be able to pivot and be like, bring your kids. Lock them in this room. You go to this room. Hey! You know, like, that kind of... They can adopt better business models to support those kinds of things. Like, you sick and tired of having to try to watch a whole movie at home with your kids, and then do our daycare and date day night or something, you know? Like, I just think that they could afford to take that, because they're already flexible with their business model. It's like Regal and Cinemark and those guys. Those guys, they're fucked. There's no coming back for them. Their overhead's too big. Their need to turn around tickets is too high. Their margins are too thin. I just don't see them coming back anytime soon.
Especially since, like, they put the extra money out there for the, like, super 4K experience stuff, and like, I think Alamo in Westminster has that, but that Alamo's not open right now, so maybe that's why or something.
I think that the danger is the very business model of movie theaters has always been chasing the technology that the studios force them to take, right?
Isn't that
you're constantly borrowing against the future?
Why the West or the Gunnison one failed?
That was one of the reasons, because they couldn't keep up.
Yeah, and the movie companies put too much stress on them to play the latest stuff and make so much money.
Well, and it was like, you have to do these these brand new movies for X number of weeks, but there were like 200
really
moviegoers
expensive
in Gunnison. So after the first week, literally everybody saw it.
Yeah.
So, and that's how the Majestic, right up in CB, was able to run longer, is because they had three screens, I think, two or three screens, so they could genuinely be running the movie that was the fancy movie for 2 weeks to an empty room, so they weren't in breach of contract. But then they could play, they could watch the movies they liked in the other room. So that's kind of how they did it. But then they went under too. So
it's probably why you don't see a lot of drive-through movies places around.
I think you do, though. Like,
well, you're, they're
back.
Starting
maybe,
to come back.
Yeah. Maybe now,
because
yeah.
you can be in your car.
Do you know where the nearest drive-through place is, Kevin?
I don't.
It's off of 70 and I-25.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that was there? Because I didn't until the other day.
No.
No, I remember. I heard that they reopened one. I don't remember where it was, but yeah, that's interesting. It's not that. I mean, it's plausible because you can do that while quarantining, right?
Right, and that's probably maybe why they're back on the up and up, right?
Yep, because it fits the new social order.
Yeah. Very cool.
But yeah, I'm a little bummed about live theater. I think it'll persevere. It's just sad because I think a lot of people are going to lose a lot of money and a lot of livelihoods out of it. So
for live theater?
Yeah.
I haven't really thought about live theater, but it's just not something that ever is in my purview because I never go see it. But
well, it's gone. So I hope you enjoyed the opportunities you had, because you
I mean,
probably
I
won't
saw
be able to see
some of it, but it was always like really, it was like stuff you'd see that like came to Colorado after it was on Broadway, like stuff like that that Amy wanted to see. So I saw some of it, but
well, it's going to probably take a while to recover as well.
Well, maybe they should have done better.
But do you know what's not going to take a while to recover?
Pizza, because pizza is, like, skyrocketing. Pizza sales are, like, beating out, like, almost every other fast food sale during COVID.
Yeah.
Well, you fucked up my segue, but okay. Yeah,
fair. What do you got?
Salad.
That, oh, okay. But that's actually funny, because a lot of people were comparing the experience of pizza winning out over healthier options. And salad was, like, a big one where people, like places like Mod Market and things like that are actually losing a lot of money because nobody wants to order a salad from DoorDash. Like,
fair, yeah, and you don't want to go in there and like look at the fact that you feed cross contaminated, because then you'll be sad knowing that.
And there's some people who, like, for the same reason they don't want to eat sushi, will also not eat like places like that do salads or any kind of like not heated food,
right yeah. The cooking things,
yeah, because like COVID only diet blah 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 blah, whatever, you can figure it out. Depends on how paranoid and conspiracy theory or real, I don't know. I pretty much just eat whatever is in front of my face, no matter what, so.
I've worked in a system where I am building up in a gut biome that, I gotta find the George Carlin bit, but a gut biome that's basically entirely hostile to any and all foreign bodies. I gotta find it. He has this great bit where he's like, he went a little far, and it sounds kind of weird in today's age, because like, I don't fucking wash my hands. If I drop something on the ground, I eat it, even if I'm in an outside, like an outside eatery. In Bangladesh, I don't care. Like, he just has this whole delightful George Carlin rant. He talks about how his immune system and gut biome are so strong that if any pathogen comes in there, my guys roll out with assault rifles and light him the fuck up, and then toss his corpse out my ass. And it's like, yeah,
nice.
I want that.
I want that. Yeah, that. Seriously. I mean, like, that's actually something. I mean, I guess, do you want to talk about salad, or should we just keep following this?
Well, fuck it. We'll try and cram it in the last 2 minutes again. It's
okay.
Great.
The salad minute. Like, I don't know what the research, there's been really weird things that have resurged or surged during COVID. One of them is collectibles. For some reason, people are like, Pokemon stuff is selling for thousands and thousands of dollars right now, where before it was like hundreds of dollars. And same with like other kinds of comics and things like that. Like, collectibles are just going off the fucking chain. Another thing that I've seen a lot of, and this isn't really money, but is just like, non-US based street food videos on every medium you can think of. Like, mainly the one that you showed me in the first place, which is the Korean, like, street food or Korean, like...
Well, those have been... I can't decide if that's taking off or I just, like, got into it and now YouTube is like, you want to watch this forever, right?
But, I mean, I found it on more places, and obviously it's maybe algorithm-based, but goddamn, like, I thought the US had some really bad habits when they ate, but, like, I really want to try some of this stuff, and I don't eat well, but, like... Some of these sandwiches and stuff they're making, I'm like, this is really... I want to go to Korea, man. Like,
It's worth noting that we catch a lot of shit culturally, but there, it's really hard to actually point to why we are so fat. I think it's mostly like, it's an automotive country in a lot of ways. And so we're a very sedentary
spread out
culture.
Right?
But yeah, so we don't spend a lot of time hustling and bustling around cities on average. Although, Colorado is more healthy than most places.
But although like, not in the top five countries of... Well, never mind. I won't get into that. Sorry.
But yeah. No, so like, we score badly on a lot of things because we're fat, heart attacks and whatnot. But there's a lot of complicated factors there. But if you look at it, like, it's actually really hard to nail down exactly why. Because our food is not necessarily that much worse than anyone else's.
Yeah. And I, based off what I'm seeing, I can tell, like... But I also really just want to go try Indian street food. Like, I would love to go try some of that stuff.
Walk along with your mouth open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, like, I think like my Korean. Favorite kind of vacation as an adult is just going places and eating stuff. And I know that, like, you're supposed to enjoy the beach and care about the scenery and shit, but, like, no, fuck that. I want to go eat.
No, there's no supposed to. One of my favorite things when we went to Mexico a few years ago was just eating everything. Just everything. Just,
what do you got to say,
what
Kevin?
What is that? Can I eat it?
You were saying something, I interrupted you.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Like, Indian street food, Korean, like, Japanese street food, all those street foods, they all look so good. Yeah. I bet they say that about us, too. Like, funnel cakes.
A lot of that stuff is probably like, modeled off of shit that we did first.
Well.
A lot of that Korean stuff looked like it, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you just say funnel cakes, that's interesting, because that's what I thought when I saw some of the stuff in that Korean street food video. It was like, this looks like something that would you'd serve at like a county fair or state
Here's
fair.
Here's a vat of oil, and you just throw something in there.
They do a lot of like oil griddle oiling stuff, like a lot of frying on a griddle, which I think is like a great way to do it because
it's quick.
It's quick and it's like more targeted frying. Like you fry exactly what you want fried, and you don't fry anything extra.
A lot of those big griddles they have different temperature zones, so you can like sear it and then just slide it and then cook it through, and you don't have to like move it to a different dish or anything.
It's also made me want to try, like, cabbage a lot more. Because, like, I know I knew this at one point when we used to work at Superior. We would go down and get, like, Whole Foods, and I would have them put cabbage in my burrito because it's a fucking great filler.
I like cabbage. I like cabbage in tacos as well.
Yeah.
Great texture. Yep.
And, like, I want to start trying it on, like, sandwiches and stuff. Like, give me a burger with a bunch of, like, cabbage on. Not even coleslaw, just, like, cabbage.
Just shredded cabbage, yeah. It's good shit.
Oh, man.
Kimchi, also, bee's knees, but...
I've never really been into it. Like, I don't know what it is, but... Like, I don't know. I feel I just need to go try it again, you know? It's one of those things where,
just
like...
Just go to Daiki and eat all the sides.
But I hate the sides of Daiki. Like, I don't really like them. So I gotta, like, get out of my comfort zone and just do it. But I found myself like, this is just too cold, or I'd rather have, like, something warm. So I just eat the meat. And that's actually... Eat the meat and drink sake.
It's fair.
Or not
sake. Last time I went to Daiki was mid-pandemic, and we ate everything. There was not a scrap left. And with a few of us sitting there gnawing on bones, we're like, yeah, I'm good.
We got Bib and Bob from Daiji the other, like, me, Amy did, and I was sad that I didn't get it.
Yeah, Kate made Bib and Bob the other night.
Did she make the Rice Krispie, or is that just, like, a thing that you didn't do? You don't have to have the crispy rice, but, like, it's part of the cool, like, experience.
You can. She didn't. It was a HelloFresh recipe, but it was good.
I have never had it.
You've never had a Bib and Bob?
Mm-mm.
It's basically like a bunch of the stuff you get in a Korean barbecue, but like in a rice bowl. And if you go there and get it and you order it a certain way, you get it in like a stone rice bowl that kind of like crisps the rice. So like it's got like this shell of like
crispy rice.
It's got
a bunch of interesting textures.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's good. You basically get like bulgogi or something on it. You choose your meat and they just put a bunch of shit in it. It's delicious. It's like it's like Korean fried rice kind of, I guess.
It really is. And it's like... whatever shit you have around, technically. A lot of people have their own recipes, but it's like, I've got these pickled vegetables and some yams and a handful of olives, and I guess this egg was about ready to go.
It literally is like fried rice, then, if that's the way to do it.
It's like a burrito bowl from Chipotle.
Yeah, it is. Typically, the only difference I can think of is it's usually served like in little batches, so it's kind of more like a Cobb salad, but like hot Cobb salad.
Nice transition. Salad.
Do you like that?
I guess I shouldn't call you up for it.
No, I mean, I was just wondering.
Speaking of salad.
But you're not wrong. Like, Cobb salad is kind of one of the... It's like, whenever people say Cobb salad, it's like the salad I think about when you go to, like, a salad bar. And you just kind of put whatever you want on it, and it's like...
Yeah.
It's like the salad that's the catch-all for all the other salads that don't have a specific type associated with them.
So a Cobb salad, I think, falls into the concept of a dinner salad or an entree salad.
Because it's got, like, chunks of ham and cheddar cheese. And
exactly. It's got a large quantity of protein. Because we talked about this last time.
Double pork salad.
And I cut Kyle off, and I said I wanted to have the conversation, and I do want to have the conversation. I don't want it to just be me listing off the Wikipedia list of salads, because that sounds more like an episode
can
I would do if no one else was on
board.
Can
we talk about the origin of this original conversation, or is that not really necessary?
No. We should, because okay. it frames it nicely as to why I have such strong opinions here.
It's kind of like a less valid is a hot dog a sandwich argument, right? So like I had gone to McDonald's and they have these delicious bundles you can get where you get a fuckload of chicken nuggets and some fries and some burgers, but you can choose a bundle that instead of a regular cheeseburger you get two Big Macs, right? And I hadn't had a Big Mac in a while. And what I recalled about a Big Mac as I was eating it was that there's a lot of non-meat on it. Like it's like the least burgery burger you can get because it's got a lot of salad, pickles, dressing, lots of bread, and then these two really thin patties
onions.
And cheese, right? And so like what it reminded me of when I was eating it was like a handheld salad, like because there was so much lettuce and so many like pickles and sauce and like cheese that the meat was just kind of there for like flavor more than it was like an actual intense defining point. Like when I go to Good Times and get like a burger, like it's a prominent feature. The toppings
yeah.
are there, but your burger
there's
is
a core
like
of
burger.
Meat.
But like when you get a Big Mac, and this isn't to say it's bad. I think the Big Mac's probably my favorite sandwich now that I've eaten it again. It's less of a burger and more of like its own thing. It's like its own thing.
I would agree with that, in that the Big Mac has hit a balance of bread to sauce to meat to lettuce to other stuff. Like it exists in this extremely distinct, I would even go so far as to say unique balance of all of those things. Nothing in the world is quite like a Big Mac.
Yeah, because you try to compare it to like a club sandwich or kind of sandwich instead of a burger, right? But then you kind of are still left with the fact that it's on a sesame seed bun, it's got that American cheese slice.
There's a hot burger patty.
Yeah.
And there's a third bun in the middle, and it's just so weird.
Well, that's very club sandwichy, right? Like the middle bread is like there's a lot of sandwiches that are presented that way, or a few, sorry, of sandwiches.
I believe the term club refers to the center bread piece.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You have the heel, the crown, and the club.
It's like a chimeric entity. Like the Big Mac is like a chimera. It like is pulled themes from other food into itself and has become something greater. But suffice to say that at the moment, I thought it was enlightening to think of a Big Mac as a salad because I was like, man, this is like a very like salad-y experience to me. I think it was because like all the lettuce, maybe they put extra on it, but it was just
I would
very
say
different.
That the Big Mac becomes a salad as you eat it.
Yeah, that's true.
It deteriorates into a salad.
But one of the justifications I gave, or the justification I gave for a Big Mac being a salad, was I listed it had protein, it had bread, it had lettuce, it had dressing, and it had other greens on it, like the pickles. And it had cheese, and if you're into it, there's lots of salads that have cheese. But I don't think listed cheese originally, but...
This is where I took umbrage, was with the definition presented as a salad.
And I think this is like an experiential thing, because every salad I've ever had in my life does have protein on it, and does have bread on it. But apparently there's a shitload of salads out there that do not have those things. Those of which I'll probably never be eating. But
so I want to bring it up just because I think this is interesting, because this is, I've had similar arguments from a taxonomical standpoint. And the thing that I wanted to drive home, last time I mentioned how people will toss around the term salad without realizing that they're setting a dangerous precedent by deciding certain things are salads, right?
Yeah.
But I do want to say this, and I think this is actually
I like
helpful
that you use dangerous precedent, like it's going to start like a war or something.
Yeah, like it's going to justify genocide later. So, Wikipedia, not that they're an infinite source of wisdom, but sometimes you get a good sort of, you know, metastasizing of general concepts of the zeitgeist, is they have four broad categories that they have at the top, and then they add more later, which is what I love. Like, there's the intro, and then there's later on, six types of salads. And it's like, okay, well, all right.
Oh,
go fuck
yourself.
I see. But,
yeah, I like this. I like this. Okay, go on.
Sorry, I'm adjusting my microphone because I'm trying to find a spot where my back doesn't hurt so much, but I'm also not too close
to
the
microphone. So the four types that he's referring to while he's doing that are appetizer salads, side salads, main course salads, and dessert salads. Now, basically, I think the dessert salad category is like the one that kind of pulls out all the weird shit. That people
dessert salads are mostly a crime from the Midwest and Europe.
My grandma would make them. It was based mostly with marshmallows.
Yep.
Yeah.
And sliced
and apples. Or mayonnaise.
Now, here's an interesting stipulation: is are candied yams as prepared for Thanksgiving a dessert salad?
Oh, with the marshmallows.
I would call them a cheeky pie.
Fair enough. Okay. All right, let's not have a casserole discussion.
I feel like yeah, sweet potato casserole and candied yams are both in the category of desserts that somebody just lawyered their way onto the dinner table.
That's fair. I always find I never eat sweet potatoes until I'm after I'm done eating everything else because I feel like it's more of a dessert. But that's my weird brain. But
no,
so,
that's yeah.
So,
I get
so when I'm thinking about Big Mac being a salad, I'm definitely thinking it's a main course salad, like because
like an entree salad.
Yeah,
because
I'm used to like that is the presentation. Like you have gone to a restaurant and ordered a salad, and in my experience, those usually have croutons and some kind of protein and sauce and cheese and all that stuff, right? But you're right, very much right, that the other half, well, not the other half, ignoring dessert salads, two-thirds of salads are not those types of salads.
And that's mostly what I wanted to highlight was that there's fruit salads, which I would still kind of drift towards the dessert salad just by their general flavor profile. And then there are interesting versions of salads that aren't necessarily as meat-centric, but might still have stuff in them, like a green salad that has a hard-boiled egg in it or something. Like, it's not
bacon
quite
bits.
A main salad, but it's got like bits
like
of bacon, but
protein
not like slabs.
Salad, macaroni salad or potato salad.
And that's the next one I wanted to talk about was what they call bound salads, which is the coolest name for something.
Oh, shit. You're right.
It's the coolest name for something that doesn't deserve to have a cool name, frankly. And that is what encapsulates your tuna salads, chicken salads, egg salads, coleslaws, and potato salads.
Those are generally
and
my
macaroni
favorite salads.
Well.
Coleslaw is
yeah.
a
now,
salad?
Well, so, yeah, because, yeah. like, yeah, go ahead, Kendrick. You can explain what
I mean, coleslaw, it very much so, right? It's a pickled salad, is what it is.
Especially when you do it right. Mm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, with that in mind, there's a funny part about this subset of salads, which is that only half of them are acceptable to make a sandwich out of.
Interesting, because I feel like you could get away with making a sandwich out of all of these salads. You would just have to justify why you're putting macaroni on a sandwich.
I'm just saying, a potato salad sandwich is
indulgent. Yeah, it's true. Especially if it's like a German potato salad sandwich, where it's like less bound and more just like seasoned, dressed potatoes.
Well, okay, so hear me out, though. What about a pulled pork sandwich with coleslaw?
Well, coleslaw as a condiment is where it gets tricky because if you use coleslaw as a condiment, it's more like using a pickle than it is salad.
Well, that's true, but then I kind of feel like the stuff on a Big Mac might be a pile of condiments.
Now, this is where it gets really funny, is because in Britain, the term that they use for any kind of green or vegetable on a sandwich or burger is salad.
Oh, fuck you, UK. God damn
it. So they'll say, do you want salad on your burger when you're at, like, a McDonald's or whatever?
Which is funny because it, like, if you took all that stuff off it is kind of a salad. It is more of a traditional salad. You have lettuce and tomatoes and a dressing, which could be, like, the ketchup or mustard or whatever. I guess I don't know if that counts in the salad part, but an onion.
No, it's actually, I believe, just the lettuce.
Oh, wow. God damn it.
So just to make it even more difficult, you got that going on there.
So what I should have said originally was, Big Mac is a dinner salad, change my mind.
Yes, that would have probably been much more effective. Maybe a deconstructed dinner salad. Reconstructed dinner salad?
Yeah, I was going to say reconstructed, but I don't know if that's a real thing, but we should make it a thing.
Just say it. No one can call you on it, man. If they don't, if they're like, that's not a thing, they're like, oh, I guess you haven't heard of it yet. You'll find out soon.
I get to be a hipster. You're right. That's like the best.
Exacto mundo.
Pulled pork is a reconstructed dinner salad.
No, wait.
As long as there's coleslaw on it.
Yeah.
No, but like, if
there has
you put,
to be.
Let's say, for example, that you put, that wouldn't be pulled pork, though. I'm trying to think, like, because pulled pork is a bound meat. Like, when you have it on
sandwich,
a sandwich,
though.
Generally it has the sauce kind of binding the meat together, so it's not just a sloppy Joe, right?
If you have onions in it.
Yeah, but you put onions, you put coleslaw, you put pickles,
not
and barbecue
in the
sauce.
Pulled pork, though. That's the salad
on
the sandwich, right? Like the Big Mac.
On the pulled pork.
Yeah. So,
a pulled pork sandwich with coleslaw and pickles and onions on it is a reconstructed salad.
I like this term that you've come up with. The idea of a reconstructed salad makes me incredibly happy, and then I can feel more justified eating the foods that I eat.
I think this is what I wanted to have happen with this episode, which is good because we're running out of time.
Yeah. So whenever you're at a place eating a sandwich that has any modicum of like salad style things on it,
let's not say modicum. Let's say moderate to preponderance. Like,
If your salad stack is as big as your burger stack, it's like a 50-50, right? Like, you're saying
yeah,
that?
Yeah, okay. That's definitely a reconstructed salad. I'm okay. Just saying you can't put, like, a chipped onion from McDonald's on there and be like, I'm eating a salad. Like, come on.
Now,
don't be ridiculous.
The real conversation we need to have is what constitutes, and this will be next time, not this time, what constitutes, how do we come up with a definition for a reconstituted charcuterie board?
Food suck.
I figured that's what you were going to say, or like cold cuts or something, but we'll talk about it, because I know
an Italian sandwich. Oh, with sopressata.
Yeah, that's charcuterie board right there.
If you guys,
I don't want to say it right anymore.
What is the, I don't even honestly know the right way.
Charcuterie.
Yeah, charcuterie. I just can't pronounce the words right, the letters right.
I can't remember if it's char or char. But sure. I imagine both are correct, and one's French.
Neither of them believe in life after love, though, so there's that.
Do you believe in life after love?
All right, well, thanks for listening to our salad diatribe. Salad tribe? I don't know. You can figure
salad
it out.
Tribe.
Fix it in post.
No. Like, comment, subscribe, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.